Lemberger probably does know it's a Thursday schedule. Does Mr. Lemberger know it's a Thursday schedule?
What if I
maybe somebody email him so he won't come in for nothing.
There was an email before.
Oh, there was an email?
Sinady sent an email.
And he's on the email list?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Okay, so there's a machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim. How does one sell a milva bishtar? Rebbe says osias nikdis b'mesira, and there are two girsas involved with basra dafa involved. Whether we paskal like Rebbe, we paskal like the Gemara gives an argument. The Gemara gives a logical argument why the din has to be so. Which way? So the Rashbam has the girsa. The din has to be like Rebbe because of this reason, and the Tosis has the girsa. The din is against Rebbe because of the exact same reason. So what is the reason? How do you translate the words? They've got to learn Bava Basra. It's an important Gemara. Okay. So we do not paskin like Rebbe. We paskin not like the Rashbam's Girsa. We follow Tosis's Girsa, the Rambam's Girsa, Rav Rishonim. That Ein Osios Nikdis Mesira. Nik Siva Mesira. Fine. So the Gemara says, oh, we have an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, the story was that the woman, she was the Sholish, the Malvin the Leiva trusted her, she should hold on to the Shtar. And then she produces the Shtar, she gives the Shtar in Bezen, and then after she gives it to the Bezen, she says, but I happen to know that the Shtar is Parua. The din is that the Shtar only gives a Haggadah Seidus if it's his Bala Shtar. We said if you read a Tanoim and you put it on the table, so there's no Haggadah Seidus. It has to be held by the Bala Shtar. Here it wasn't being held by the Malva. The Malva is the Baal Shtar. The Leiva is the Das and Mischaev. Leiva authorized the Edom, write a Shtar that I owe him $100,000. And then the Malva is the Baal Shtar. So he's supposed to hand it over to the Malva, which they give to the Malva. But then the Malva and the Leiva both made up. We'll trust this woman. So the woman holds on to the Shtar on behalf of the Malva. That's fine. That's piece of Baal Shtar. You don't need she should hold on to it. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. The din is that the husband is not allowed to live with his wife if she doesn't have the ksuba. So what do you mean? She has to walk around with the ksuba all the time. If they go traveling in Eretz Yisrael, she has to take the ksuba with her. There are some women who do that. They can take the ksuba with them in their pocketbook wherever they go. So that's not necessary. That's unnecessary chumrah. They don't have to carry the ksuba with them all the time. As long as they know they put the ksuba, you need tefisa. Baal Shtar does mean holding in your hand. On Shabbos, she's not holding on to the pocketbook. Not holding on to the ksuba. She knows where it is. It's in her. She knows where it is. What if she gave it to someone else for safekeeping? Also good if she trusts that person. One of my daughters got married in Eretz Yisrael. The minig Yerushalayim, she got married in Yerushalayim. So the line is that the parents of the girl hold on to the ksuba for the girl. So we were holding on to the ksuba. My son-in-law decided that he's not satisfied with that. We should send her the ksuba. So we sent her the ksuba. I don't know what he wasn't satisfied with. So that's the case over here. The Loiva gave the Shtar Halvoa to the Malva, then the Malva made up with the Loiva, we're going to entrust the Sholish. So the Sholish is holding on to the Shtar on behalf of the Malva, so that's called Tvisas Bala Shtar. But then she says, Yidayna Bahai Shtar de Priyahi. I know for a fact that the Shtar is Parua. So does she have that money? She's only an Eid Echad, she's only an Ishuch. Usually Eid Echad is Neman, indeed, Mominus, with respect to make a Shvua. But here the Isha is not even a menace to that extent. You need an Eid Echad who should be kosher le'edus to be Mechai B'Shvah. So the Isha doesn't have that menace. So the Gemara says, the first version was, three lines from the bottom, Hem the Rab Nachman. Second version was the last line, Ikad the Ami lo Hem the Rab Nachman. Other version was, he did not believe the woman. But the first version was, Hem the Rab Nachman, three lines before the bottom of the Amud. Rab Nachman believed her, that is Purua. Amalei Rav, the Rav raises an issue. Keman Kerebbe Damiel says, Neknes Ben Mesir. What does it have to do with Rebbe? So we had two pshatim yesterday. So one pshat was, if the din would have been like Rebbe, Osius Neknes Ben Mesir, and the woman would have claimed falsely, she would have claimed that the Malda gave her the shtar that she has the right to collect. Mechira shtaris. Rebbe's talking about mechira shtaris. Mechira shtaris lav dafke mechira. You have a shtar for $1,000 and you're going to pay $920 because you have to wait another 5 years till you collect it, so it's not worth $1,000 now. So it's not only oisis nikdis mimsir when you sell it, Let's say he gave it by matana. So the woman could have claimed, the malva gave me the shtar by matana that I have the right to collect it. She could have claimed b'sheker, and the malva sold me the shtar, and I paid him $920 for the shtar. She could have claimed that. So if the din would have been like Rabbi Yudit, din would have been like Rabbi Yosef, Nikdas b'mesira, and she would have been able to claim that it's hers, so then it's biyada. So then she should be nemanes. We had the Gemara on the previous daf where they quoted the Tosefta in Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni. Whenever it's basada, biyada. So biyada is neman both in dini mamanes and in davish b'yervo. Yeah, the Gemara in Yesh Nechlin that a Baal Shem garash this tishti neman because biyada le garsha. So that's one way to read the Gemara. That Rabbi was asking Rabbi Nachman, why did you say Nemanes? Because it's biyada. It's only biyada if you're like Rabbi, and he's implying we shouldn't pass on like Rabbi. And Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass on like Rabbi. The Rashbam in Baba Basra says his girsa was that the Gemara was proving that I involve Amenal. The din is like Rabbi. We have the girsa in the Gemara like Tosfos that the din is not like Rabbi. So that's one way to read the Gemara. Amalei, so Rav Nachman answers Rav, no, not because Osias Niknas Bimsir. Shaina Hachadei Boy Kalsa, it's Biyada Mama. She can burn up the whole shtar. She's saying the shtar is Parua. If she burns the shtar, so that's the end of the story. So of course it's Biyada. It's like Basada, it's Biyada. You don't have to say Biyada because she could have tied it. He gave me the shtar, I have a right to collect it, and she could hold on to the money and give the money to the. Give the money back to the lady. She has, yeah. So one way to read it is beyond. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that Rashi didn't say like that. Rav Soloveitchik thought the simple pshat in the Gemara is that you're not introducing beyond. That's Iboy Kalsa, that's beyond. The Emshach HaGemara is about beyond. Rav Soloveitchik thought that some Rishonim learned that Rav's argument was, Kiman ki Rebbe Dalma Vasya Sniknas Mesir is not based on beyond. So what is it based on? So that's what he said. The main machlok is Rabbi Nachachamim. It's not so much how do you make mechirish doris. Mechirish doris on the level of the raisa doesn't exist. It's only takana the rabbanon. So how exactly did they make the takana? Ksiva ksiva mesir. No, it's a machlok in hilchish doris on the level of the raisa. And he had a mashmois in the Rambam like that. That the Rambam writes we paskan laloch against Rabbi osis niklis biksiva umesira. So the Rambam says mechirish toras b'derech hazos medibrei soifrim, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, his father, thought that the mashmos of the Rambam was if the din would have been like Rebbe, the mechirish toras would have been their ice. There's such a Tosfos. Where's the Tosfos in not a Tosfos? And that'd be Huda has like that. The Gemara says. There's a machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Shmuel Leumer b'shloshes minas hatonid reshes behem klal prat prat klal klal prat klal. That's Rabbi Shmuel says like that. Rabbi Akiva he received his tradition from earlier Tana Nochum Ish Gamzu, a famous figure Gamzu B'toiva, Nochum Ish Gamzu, and his tradition was that it's not klal prat prat klal prat klal. It's ribui miut miut ribui ribui miut ribui. What's the difference? What they say like this, they say like that. So the difference is if you have a klal or prat klal, if you're all like Rabbi Shmuel, that it's klal or prat klal, then you darshan ke'ena prat. And if you're all, it's ribi, the same pasuk, you don't darshan klal or prat klal, then you don't say ke'ena, you don't say ke'ena prat, you say ribi miut ve ribi, rabbi kol mili, you marba everything, and then the miut is on the mimayit one thing. So every so often you have a drasha. So there's a Gemara Shavuos in the beginning, Dav Dalet, I think, was just like over here, and Dav Dalet, Gemara runs around all of Shas about Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMasaris. They're trying to collect all the sources. So in Shavuos also in the beginning, I think Dav Dalet, there's a whole Dav Gemara about different psukim where you darshan klal prat klal, or you darshan ribi mit ribi, and what the nafkamina ledina will be. So whenever, every so often you have a klal prat klal, following Rabbi Shmuel, and you say it has to be Keina Prat, has to be Dabba Hamitalta the Gufa Mammon. So you might Karka Avodah Mishtoris. So that Drosha, you knock out three things, Karka Avodah, there's no Kefal on Karka Avodah Mishtoris, and what else is there? There's no Shavuot Deraisa, and a whole bunch of other things. You might all three. So that's only if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel that you Darshan Klala Pratikalal. If the din would have been like Rabbi Akiva, that Yidashin Ribi Mit Ribi, so you would only be Mait, the thing that's most mistabit to be Mait, so you'd only be Mait Shtar, because it ain't Gufa Mamet. Why should you require Dovah HaMital to be Gufa Mamet? So you just knock off Dovah, she ain't Gufa Mamet, so you knock off Shtaris. So the Gemara says, there's no din of Ainoa. The din of Bayoinoa, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. There's no Ainoa, ain't Ainoa the Karkos. Chisim kamim kam secha konam miyada misecha al tonu isha sochib. So miyada misecha, dabra nikna miyad liyad. So this din of Ainoa only applies to metaltalim, it doesn't apply to karka. So the Ramban HaChumash says, how can you say the din of Ainoa doesn't apply to karka? The Chumash gives you the example. If you're selling karka in Eretz Yisrael, keep in mind that you're going to get back the karka when it comes Yom Kippur of Yovel. So how many years is it till Yom Kippur of Yovel? So the pasuk says, "Kfimis b'hashanim tim kalam isecha." And if there many, if it's another 40 years, or 45 years, or 49 and a half years till Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, so charge more. If it's only 2 or 3 years till Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, charge less, because otherwise you're going to be overcharging or underpaying, and so on. So the example that the Chumash gives for the din of Ainoa is by karka. How can the Tanoim darshan miyad amisecha davanek miyad liyad that ain't Ainoa the karkos? Rabban says the answer is the Chachamim understood that there are two parts to Ainoa. There's an Isar Ainoa. The Isar Ainoa applies to karka as well. And then there's a penalty. There's a Knas of Ainoa. Knas of Ainoa is in the Mishnah. If you cheated someone less than a shtus, is mechila. If you cheated a shtus is a whole range. It's not just exactly pinpoint one an exact amount. The whole range is called shtus. Gemara in the end of Azov tells you how to calculate the shtus. So that's the penalty is shtus kana umachzor enoy. You have to reimburse the fellow whom you just cheated. And if he has some shtus, then the one who was cheated has the right to do bitul mek. Has the right to say, I want my money back. I back out from the whole deal. I don't want to deal with you because you're a cheater. So where did the Chachamim get this penalty of Ainoa? Where does it say in the Chumash? Rabban says that's how they got it, because they darsh in miyad and misecha davar nikam miyad liyad. There's no din of Ainoa by karkoes, but it's against the pshutu shal mikra. Pasuk says when you sell the field, charge an amount corresponding to how many years the lekech is going to have it. So the answer is that the Psukim that say that there is a din of Ainoa by karka, that's talking about the lav of Ainoa, the son of Ishus Reyehu, and the penalty of Ainoa doesn't apply to karka. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, had a darshan there. Are you memait karka avodim uch doris? Are you memait all three from Ainoa? Or are you only memait shtoris? Are you only memait shtoris? So what do you mean memait shtoris? I mean if I sell a shtachoyf to somebody. If I sell a shtachoyf to someone, in another 5 years, he'll be able to collect $1,000, and I made him pay $990. It's not worth $990. $990 he put in the bank. In another 5 years, and he'll be able to collect, he'll get more interest than $10. So that's not fair. So that's Ainoa. So the Gemara is Memait. For sure, there's no Ainoa by Shtoris. Is there no Ainoa also by Karka and Avodim as well, or it's only by Shtoris? So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. So Tosis says, you see from the Gemara, that at least according to one Tana, Mechir Shtoris is Daraisa. And this is a big machlokes in Tosis, where the Mechir Shtoris is Daraisa, the Rabbanon. Half of the Rishonim said the reason why Hamachach Shtachav Lachaveh B'chazah Machla Machul is because Mechir Shtoris is only the Rabbanon. But here you have an offering Gemara, the Mechir Shtoris is Daraisa. You have a Pasuk, and the Pasuk only goes on, if you hold that it's a Riba Mir to Riboy. You only memait one thing. If it's klal prat to klal, so you memait a lot of things. So you can say the miut really goes on karka and avodim. It doesn't really go on shtoris, because there's no way to sell shtoris menatoris. So there's no discussion on the level of the Raisa. There's no discussion about Noah by shtoris. But if you hold that it's not a klal prat to klal, you don't say kain prat. You only memait one thing. So the Gemara says the most mistaba thing to be memait is shtoris. Memait shtoris. So you tell me that there's mechir shtoris menatoris. So Nadi Behuda says, yeah, that you have to say Bachreach. The one who says it over there in Shavuos is Rebbe. So he says, Rebbe's opinion is a Mechir Shtoris is Darais. So the way Rabbi Soloveitchik said is very good. It's Rebbe Lishitase. Rebbe holds that the way to do Mechir Shtoris is Osius Niknas Ben Mesira. And he holds Osius Niknas Ben Mesira, the Ramam is Mashma, that it's a Din Darais, the Rebbe Shita. The Chachamim hold So the Rambam said that's only with the Rabban. On the level of the Raisa, it does make sense. Ksiva Mesira, you give over the star, right? Another star, you combine one star with another star. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing. But according to Rebbe Shita, Osir Stiknis Mesira is a din deraisa. What is the din deraisa? It's a din in Hilchos Shtaros. When the Loiva writes a star, Loiva authorized the Edom to write a star to the Mal. I borrowed $1,000. So the star says the Malva's name, the Loiva's name, and it says the amount of money. So Shaila gives the Haggadah say this. The Shaila is the Malva gives the star to a Lakeach. He sells it, he gives it the Matana to the Lakeach. The Lakeach has Tfisas Balash. He says the Malva gave it to me, and he gave me the right to collect. So do you say the star has a Haggadah say this? It's true. He probably didn't steal it. The Lakeach, the third party, probably didn't steal it from the Malva. He probably did give it to him. So that's a question. Can you really say that the Shtar gives a Haggadah Seidus that the Halvoah that was made between the Malva and the Loiva was now switched to this Keach, but it doesn't have his name at all? Or the Gemara in Bava Basra is a Kuf Ayin Gimel. Gemara says in Bava Basra, I sold the karka to one person, then 5 years later he sells the karka back to me. Instead of writing another shtar, he gives me back the shtar that I gave him when I sold the karka to him. So it says the story that's told in the shtar is just the opposite from what's happening now. The shtar says Reuven sold to Shimon, and that's 5 years later, and Shimon is selling back to Reuven. So can you say, even though the transaction that he claims happened doesn't correspond at all to what it said in the shtar? You say it doesn't matter. For 5 years, the shtar said that Reuven sold the soda to Shimon. And now that Shimon gave the shtar back to Reuven, and Reuven has tfisas hashtar, he claims he's the Baal HaShtar. Mistama HaKol Be'er Shenasa. Mistama, he didn't steal it from Reuven. Mistama, he gave it to him. Mistama HaKol Be'er Shenasa.
Is that working based off of Shechab Yadi Mai Bai kind of thing?
Shtochah b'yadi my boy is also based on this. That's where Rav Baruch Ber quotes from Rav Chaim. We may have discussed that. Shtochah b'yadi my boy means I lent $1,000 to the loiva, and the loiva gives me a shtar. And then a year later, the loiva says paraiti. So if it would have been a mil baal peh, the loiva would have been believed to say paraiti. Mil baal b'shtar. So the man can say, you're not telling the truth. If it's really true that you paid up, so how come I'm still holding on to the shtar? You would have certainly insisted I should surrender the shtar before you're going to give me the cash of the $1,000. So Rabbi Kivegar and Tshuva is bothered with Akasha. Don't we have a rule in Halchah Mamon and Achar HaRoiv? It's highly improbable, it's highly unlikely that the Loiva paid the $1,000 and he allowed the Malva to hold on to the shtar. You should have insisted, give me the shtar, then I'll give you back the money. But that's only a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. It's an Umdina. So how do you say your Moitzi Mamon from the Loiva? The Malva makes the Loiva pay. Loiva screaming, I paid already. Malva makes the Loiva pay because we don't believe him, because the Roiva is that he didn't pay. So you might see Mamon based on it, right? So Rabbi Kivegar raises the possibility. It depends how strong the Roiva is. There are different kinds of Roiva. There's a Roiva of 99.99%, and there's a Roiva of 98%, and there's a Roiva of 88%, 78%, 51%, 50.0001%. There are different degrees of Roiva. So some roivs are so strong that you can even be Moitzi Mamon based on such roiv. There are different categories of roivs. You say that you don't go baser roiv in dina nefashas. L'hocha v'bikoch nefashas sachar ha-roiv. Let's say you machal Shabbos on behalf of a choylu she'esh b'sakana, even though the likelihood is that he's going to die anyway. The likelihood is that he's going to survive anyway. He doesn't really need Yechilu Shabbos. But because there's a far out chance that he may die, so then the din is that's called Sufik Sakonos Nefashis. So every so often, once a year, you read in the Enquirer newspaper that they sell in the AP, so they have an article, someone died from an ingrown toenail. Someone does die every year from an ingrown toenail. So the guy has an ingrown toenail on Shabbos and has a little pain. So he's allowed to be Machal Shabbos to go to the hospital? No. Yahoch Libkoch Nefashis Sacher HaRoyf. So the answer is, it's so far-fetched. It happens once in 5 million people. So that's so far-fetched, that's not even called the suffix sakonas nefashas. So there's some rives that are so strong, you might say mammon, some rives that are so strong, it's not even called the suffix sakonas nefashas. Different alpidin, the different degrees are right. 5 different categories of rives. So that's what Rabbi Kivegar suggests. So Rav Baruch Be'er quotes in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, also the same. It's not that Yemotzi Mamon based on the Reiv. Since the likelihood probably is that the Loiva didn't pay, the Reiv is that the Loiva didn't pay. Shtar Chabiyodei, my boy, how come the Malva's still holding on to the Shtar? So since the Malva has Tfisas Bala Shtar, the Loiva admits, I authorized the Edom to write the Shtar, and I gave the Shtar to the Malva. So the Malva clearly is the Bala Shtar over here. So he has Tfisas Bala Shtar. So whatever he tainis, that's probably the case, is considered as if it's included in the Hagbasedus of the Shtar. So the Malva claims not only that the Loiva borrowed money from him, he says he never paid it back. And the odds are that he's probably telling the truth, because Shtar Chabiyodei, my boy. So since Mistama HaKol Be'er Shana, so whatever is probably the case, is considered as if it's included in the Hagbasedus of the Shtar. So that's what the Nesibis quotes the Pnei Yeshua Gittner saying like that. When a woman holds on to the get, in the days of the Gemara, that was her proof that she was Nizgarsha. How is that a proof that she was Nizgarsha? When did the Edom sign the get? The Edom signed the get when the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. He goes to his sofer and says, write me a get, I want to divorce my wife. Then he tells the Edom, sign the get, I'm interested in divorcing my wife. The Edom signed when he expresses an interest. They're not necessarily there when he gives a get to the wife. So what good is that? How can you say the Edom only signed that they know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife? How can you say the wife is true, the husband is called the Das HaMeschayev, and the wife is the Bala Shtar, the Bala Sashtar, and the get was intended to be given to the wife, she holds on to it, but all the get says is that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. It doesn't say more than that. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. At the time that they signed it, that's all it said, but once she give it to the wife, and she's the Bala Shtar, and she tells that the get has meaning now. Not Stam that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. He actually did divorce the case. Stam HaKol Be'er Shana, so she probably didn't grab it from his desk. The Maaseh Shoyi probably was not that he left it in his desk and she found it and she grabbed it and she claims that he divorced. Probably, the proof probably is that he did give it to her. And probably it wasn't L'gitach Malgabi Karka. Probably gave it Be'er Shana. So all of whatever she claims is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. So that we know. That's a Rav Soloveitchik. That we know. Have rice from all over the place. Here the Chiddush of Rebbe, the Kudus of Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan is, but here it's the opposite. The Shtar says Reuben sold the Karka to Shimon. Now 5 years later, Shimon gives the Shtar back to Reuben. He's selling it back to the one who sold it. The Shtar has the exact opposite. Or the Shtar says that Reuben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and now Levi is holding on to the Shtar. Where does Levi come in over here? Where does Levi come in? There's a Raivin on Hilchas Gerushin, where the Raivin writes, if the Shliach Lo Hilocha comes to deliver the get to the wife, how can he prove that he's the Shliach Lo Hilocha? So he holds on to the get, and he claims, the husband appointed me as the Shliach Lo Hilocha to give the get to the wife. So that's also considered, that's included in the Haggadah Seder of the get. The Edom didn't even know, they didn't even dream that he's going to give the get to the shliach. They thought the husband's going to give the get directly to the wife. They just signed when the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. Then they drop dead, or they go away. They go to Medina Sayyam. They travel to Eretz Yisrael, so they're not here. And then the husband decides to give it to a shliach, and the shliach goes and he gives it to the ish. So the Raivin writes, Haksav, it's a Lashon HaMishnah, Haksav Machiach Alav. It's considered as if that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar, in order that the get should be meaningful. When he's going to give, the get was initially intended to be given to the wife, when the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife, the get was initially intended to be given to the wife. So now that a person comes, and he says, I was appointed by the husband as a shliach l'ilocha, and he wants to give the get to the wife. So we say, this too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. He's holding on to the Shtar. He's a third party. He's holding on to the Shtar. His name doesn't appear there. And he claims, I am the Shliach La'aloch, never have a right to give the get to the wife. That too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. So that's not bad. All those Gemaras, that's not bad. The Shtar includes Haggadah Seder Shaloi Poran. Shtar includes Haggadah Seder that the get was given Kedin. And it wasn't Kligitach Magabi Karka. And the Shtar includes Haggadah Seder if the Shaliach claims, I am the Shliach La'aloch, that's not bad. But here, it's just the opposite. The Shtar says Reuben sold the karka to Shimon, and now 5 years later, Shimon sells the karka back to Reuben. He gives him the same Shtar. It's the opposite. or it says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 for Shimon, then Levi is not there at all. Levi says a new story. It's not like the shliach. I love that. That will enable the shliach to give the get to the wife. So the tachlis will be taken care of. Here it's a whole different story. So that's a machlekes, Rebbe and Chacham. So Rebbe, we don't pass like Rebbe. So Rebbe is of the opinion that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. For 5 years, the Shtar said that Reuven owes money to Shimon, and now because Levi's holding on to it, and Levi claims that Shimon gave me the Shtar, sold the Shtar to me. So Rebbe's opinion is the Shtar says the Haggadah Seder now that the debt is owed to Levi. That's included. And that's the halacha of Eidei Mesirah, Eidei Chasim Akarsi. What's my Eidei Chasim Akarsi? That's Rav Meir's opinion. When I give a single girl a raya b'shtar that she's married to me, that causes her to become married. When I give my wife a shtar raya that she's divorced from me, that causes her to get divorced, and so on. So here also, Osius Nikdis B'Mesirah, if the Malva will give the shtar to the Lokeach, the Lekech will be able to claim he gave it to me, and it gives a Haggadah Seder that it's his. So that causes the Kinyan to take effect. Both the Kinyan on the Chivas Karka and the Kinyan on the debt, on the Choyf. That's the offering Gemara Kufayin Gimel and Bava Basra. The Rebbe's opinion applies to both Shtar Havoah as well as to Shtar Mechivas Karka. And the Ramban says over there, he's not so convinced that La Halacha will be passing like the Chachamim, the Rebbe, Oisis Niknas B'Ksiva Mesira. He's so convinced that that should carry over to a shtar mechiras karka. Maybe it only applies to shtar halvoah. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, it's not a din deraisa. It's not that this too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. Whatever does Haggadah Seder that the chayv is yours, that accomplishes the chayv becomes yours. No, it's a takonim of the rabbanon. They invented a way to make a kinyan on the shtar chayv. So maybe they only invented it on mechiras shtar chayv. Maybe they never applied it to mechiras karka.
What if they hold like the upface fire and the
yeah, this is what we're assuming like that. We're assuming like that. Because the pshat that we're giving is only according to Rav Meir, the Eidei Chasim Akarsi, but we don't pass on like Rav Meir. Well, we pass on like Rav Lazar. So the whole pshat is on the assumption like the Chach Misvara. The Rav Lazar doesn't reject Rav Meir. He says the two roots, either this or that. So if you do like Rav Meir, Eidei Chasim Akarsi, the lulz will be good. So we're assuming now that Rebbe's opinion is based on Rav Meir. We don't pass like Rav Meir. Rav Lazar also agrees with Rav Meir. He says, "Afeinim sirikas." Exactly, exactly. By giving the lakeach a raya that the debt belongs to him, that causes that it's transferred. That causes that the debt goes to him. So, what did the Gemara introduce that over here? How are you interpreting pshat in the Gemara that it's not based on the yode? That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Those Rishonim seem told that the Gemara doesn't come to the yode till later. He boy kalsa. If boy kalsa, that's biyoda. That's based on that Tosefta and Maisa Sheni. But originally, the Martha Rosius Nikdin's Mimsir means a different thing. When the Malve gave over the shtar to the Sholish, the woman is the Sholish over here, and he entrusted her with the shtar, if he held Rosius Nikdin's Mimsir, even though her name doesn't appear, that makes her into the Balas Ashtar. So it's like she's the Balas Ashtar, so she can make her Hidos Baldin. Not based on biyoda. You don't need biyoda. She's the Bala Shtar. So since the Shtar was given to her, Midas, and you hold Osius Nikdis Mimsir, even though her name doesn't appear, she's considered as if she's the Bala Shtar. So she can say, Yidayne b'hai Shtar de Priyahi. Just like the Malba can make Ohidos Baldin, that it's Parua. So here, the Sholish can make Ohidos Baldin, that it's Parua. So the Gemara said, but we don't hold like Rebbe. We don't pass like Rebbe. Rav Nachman answers back, "Oh, Malay, Shani Hachet, Boy Kalsa." No, it's Biyoda. It's based on Biyoda. Yeah.
According to this, Rabbi, so that even if there's no Shiva Karka, he would still hold the Daraisa.
If what?
Even if there's no Shiva Karka, he still holds that the working Daraisa. Otsius Nikdin Sira.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Why not? The shtar says that there's a chayv, so you're transferring the chayv to the other person. Yeah. So the second version has that ikad yami lohem nara nachman nachman. They're not giving them on. So amalei rav lam nachman he boy kalsa. What happened to biyoda? So he says So Nachman responds, given his chazak bein din, it boy kalsal yamina. What do you mean? So Tosfos says pasha pshat. The top Tosfos. Rashi is very strange over here. We don't understand Rashi. Rashi says we're talking is chazak bein din. The shtar halboa has a kiyum on it. What's the difference? It has a kiyum, doesn't have a kiyum. It's still biyada. Rashi is very strange. So Tosfos gives a different shot. Pasha pshat is like Tosfos. That there's a Gemara that migul amafreya le'aminu. That's a Gemara cheskas abad. Migul amafreya le'aminu. What does it mean migul amafreya? What does it mean migul? What does it mean migul? We gave a definition. We should give another definition. Let's say if I lent you $100 lul al peh, and then a year later I ask for my $100 back. So you taina either loy lavisa, you taina paraiti. So the din is kaifer hakol is nemo b'lishvum. And I tell you, you don't even have to swear. Kaifer hakol is nemo. So the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim says Hashem kihuzeh. So the mashmor says kihuzeh, but oizeh. It might have been mitzvahs and kaifer the mitzvahs. That's Taisus lashon, beginning of b'mitzia dav gimel. The pasuk says Hashem kihuzeh, and Taisus says the inference is Hashem kihuzeh, but oizeh. So might have been mitzvahs and kaifer the mitzvahs. So then it says adhu alahim yavad d'vashneim, and that has the connotation of swearing. You have to have a shvur derais. So you only swear a shvur derais if it's kihuzeh v'loizeh, mighty mixer. If it's kaifer hakol, then he's nemo. What if instead of saying lalavisa, instead of saying paraiti, he says machalto? He says, correct. You lent me $100 and I never paid it back, and I don't plan to pay it back because on one occasion he said, you machal to me the $100. No, the guy is a poor man. It's not mistabat that he that was machal the $100. Why should he be? They're not so friendly. Why should he machal the $100? So the Gemara says, if the loyve tainas machalto, or he tainas some strange taina, nischayavta li keregdon, correct. You lent me $100, I never paid it back, and I'm not going to pay it back, because on another occasion, you crashed into my car, and you owe me $100. So chu I owe you $100, you owe me, so it's a wash. So it cancels each other out. So punkt nischayavta li keregdon. He says, the cow jumped over the moon. He gives such a whole complicated story, and therefore, Rampata. If it's true, the whole cockeyed story that he says, if the whole story is true, the din is that he's not a putter. But it's such a far-fetched taina that he has. So for that, you're not Neman. You're not Neman. That's not called Kaifer Hakel. Kaifer Hakel is only if he says the most direct taina is p'tur, loy lavisi or paraiti. If he says a little cockeyed, he's only Neman with a migu. Since if he would have said Lolavisi, he would have said Parati, he would have been Neman. So if he says Machalton is Chayavta Likenegda, then he's also Neman. That's the din of migu. It must be a Pasuk somewhere. So if he says he doesn't know where the Pasuk is, it's not a Svar at all. It must be a Pasuk, he doesn't know where the Pasuk is. What happens if it's a migu that's so far fetched? It's a migu Mamakam Chazoke. There's a Ruben Alesa Kaman that it didn't happen. Itaka says the cow jumped over the moon. And there were two cows jumping over the moon. It happened like this, it happened like that. If the whole cockeyed story is true, it's Takapata, but it's so far fetched. So there's a steer between three Gemaras. One Gemara says, Migu against the Chazaka. Chazaka means the Ruben Alesa Kaman. One Gemara says that it is good, and one Gemara says that it's no good. One Gemara has an Ebaida Leib Shita. So it's a three way steer. So the different Terutsim. So the Shach and Chashmishman has Klali Migu, the end of Simon Pei Beis. Shach quotes the Mukhi Yosef in Baba Basra, the beginning of Baba Basra. So the Mukhi Yosef says, Migu Mamakam Chazak means a Migu that's contradicted by a Raiv. How strong is the Raiv? So if it's a Raiv, 95% Raiv, so then Migu Mamakam Chazak Alamin. If it's contradicted by a very strong Raiv, the cow jumping over the moon, whole cockeyed story, you know, even with Ayyadei Migu is not known. If it's a Migu contradicted by Ruben Alesa Kaman, that's what Migu is all about. The guy says, Machalto. How often does it happen that a poor man is meichel $100 to the rich man? They're not such friends. Why should he be meichel to him? So it's a migu b'makam chazak. Every time, if it wouldn't be contradicted by Ruben Lois, come on, you wouldn't have to come on to migu. Would benemen based on kaifer hakol? That's what every migu is. It's unlikely that that's what happens. So he's only nemen b'toris migu. He's not nemen b'toris kaifer hakol. And if it's a Ruben Lois, come on, of 85% in the middle. So then it's an Ibayat Leib Shita in the Gemara, whether Migu Mamakam Chazaka is good or it's no good. The three different kinds of Chazakas, three different kinds of Raivs. A very 98% Raiv and a 55% Raiv and an 85% Raiv. Different Raiv. That's what the Shach accepts that answer, Lahalacha. The answer of the Nemukhi Yosef. So there's an institution of Migu. So Taisus has a Gemara, Cheskes Habat, the Migu Lamafreya Loyamin. There's a deter between Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben says, I lent Shimon $1,000, he never paid back. So he says, it's true, I never paid back. And he says, I borrowed the money and I never paid back. And he talks and he talks and he talks and he talks. And they have to have another session. And finally, catch his eyes, machalta, after a lot of discussion. But he didn't say it in the beginning. So that's migul amafreya, la'amina. Migul is only good if at the time that he says machalta, if he says terkadei dibur, he says, correct, you lent me $1,000 and I never paid it up and I'm not going to pay back because machalta. Just talk like a mensch. It takes him 3 hours till he kvetches eyes and he says machalta. He's talking, talking, talking. So by the time he says machalta, you have to look at egg, no, the cow jumped over the moon, whatever kakite story he tells, he no longer has the ability to say lo navisi aparaiti. So then it's not a good migu. Migu is only good if at the time that he advances the tainas migu, as terkede dibur, he had the ability to say lo navisi, to say paraiti. But if he already killed that possibility, he said, yes, I borrowed the money and I never paid it back and I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to pay back. And he talks and he talks and he's angry and he's happy and he danced at his wedding. He gives a whole cockeyed so until he finally says, machalta, so you just killed your migul. That's migul amafreya le'aminon. You had a migul an hour ago, but now you no longer have a migul. So that's a machlekes. That's a big machlekes. What about pesha osa? What about pesha osa le'amafreya? So Rashi's opinion is pesha osa le'amafreya is good. And Tosfos holds no, just like migul amafreya is no good, pesha osa le'amafreya is also no good. So here, Tosfos says this is biyodoi. The Taisa says, Biyodo lamafreya is no good. It has to be Biyodo now. It has to be Biyodo now. It's not good that it was Biyodo. Let's say, Abal Shama Gerash Tesishti Lifnei Chodesh. So that's the Gemara in Yesh Nechlin that Taisa has quoted before in the Sugya Pagin before. The husband says, Gerash Tesishti a year ago. He doesn't have the ability today to do anything that will make her into Ragusha as of a year ago. So he doesn't. It's not Biyodo. It's Biyodo Mikara Lahabo, but it's not Biyodo lamafreya. So biyada lamafreya is not a good biyada. Biyada lamafreya is good only by erechet keneged achazaka. There we explain biyada lamafreya is good, but this nemanus of biyada, this nemanus of biyada, biyada lamafreya le. I mean, so that's what Tosfos says. Kegon dischazik bebeidina bezin saw the star, so she doesn't have the ability anymore. She produced the star to bezin, sitting there read the star, and then they say, okay, so what do you say about the star? So then she says parua. It's too late. They already. So what's biyada? She could have burnt it, but she didn't burn it. The bezin already saw it, so they know that the shtar exists. So that's biyada lamafreya. Biyada lamafreya is no good. Just like migul lamafreya is no good. Just like Tosfos pesha osa lamafreya is no good. So biyada lamafreya is also no good. It has to be biyada now.
Didn't we say that according to Tosfos that by an eid echad that biyada is good lamafreya?
Right. So we explained that's a different reason. Is no good. But if it was biyada, he had control over that chazaka. He could have shechted the animal, even though he doesn't know hilchos shechita. He could have learned hilchos shechita. So since it's biyada to undo the chazaka, he can't say that the chazaka accomplishes that it should be called eidechad b'hakrosha. So there, even biyada lemafreya is good. There, it's not an emonis b'toras biyada. The biyada makes it that it's not eidechad b'hakrosha. The chazak is not makrishim. But you're talking about a nemanus of biyada. It's a biyada, said nemanus. Nemanus of biyada has to be biyada now. If it's biyada, then mafreya is no good. That's what Tosfos learns. Rashi is strange over here. Why does Rashi say, Rashi pshat is very difficult? Simple pshat is like this. Feg de marakash esri lo rabba le rab nachman. He has a braisa that contradicts rab nachman. What does it say? Simpon, sheyesh olavedim, iskai mechasomov. What does the word simpon mean? The Simpon, the Gemara test talks about a man marries a girl, and then it turns out that she has a glass eye, or she has a wooden leg, or she's a balas mum, missing avarim. He didn't know. When he dated her, he had no idea of this. So that's called, if the girl turns out to be a balas mum, and that cancels the Kedushin, Kedushin Torah, that's called Simpon. Simpon means something that's mevatel something else. So a mum is mevatel. The Gemara talks about simpon ba'avodim. I bought an eved knani. Then it turns out he has a wooden leg. So what? If my wife has a wooden leg, I'm not happy about that. My eved knani has a wooden leg. He's able to function. He does the work that I want him to do. So the Gemara talks about it. Is this simpon ba'avodim? No simpon by a bottom. So here, simpon is also the terminology that we use for a shofar. If the malva has a shtar that says the loiva owes him money, then the loiva has a shtar that says the malva told the edim, write a shtar, that he paid up already, he doesn't owe me the money anymore. So another way to say a shofar is a simpon. So that's where Rashi learned. Simpon shir sholav edim. The loiva has a, the malva has a shtar that says the loiva owes me $1,000. Then the loiva has a shtar tachas yadai that says that he paid up already. The malva told the edim, write a shtar, that the loiva paid everything already. Simpon shiesh olav edim, signed by edim. So Rashi learns the Gemara, iskaim b'chay somov. In order for the loiva to be potter, he has to make a kiyum ashtar. That's interesting. He has to make a kiyum ashtar. You have in the recent literature from all the Rosh Yeshiva, you have Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, the main one, has Rabbi Zalman has an Eben Ha'ozel, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has this, and the Dibras Maisham Bob Metzir, the end of the first Perek, and Rabbi Baruch Ber, Rabbi Chanan, all of the Gedolim discuss the same topic. What's the nature of the Din Midirabbanon that need Kiyum Ashtar? A man comes with a shtar. The shtar says that I owe him $1,000. I don't know who you are. I never saw you before. What do you mean? What do you mean you lent me $1,000? It's not true. I don't know who you are. So I'm in a Torah, I have to pay the $1,000. And it doesn't help that I say it must be Mazuyev. I never heard of him. A guy comes from China. He doesn't even talk English. Not Jewish. And he has a shtar that says I owe him $1,000. Signed by Jewish people. So I'm in a Torah, I have to pay the money. And with the Rabbanon, if I tie it that it's Mazuyev, so then he can only collect the money if he makes a kiyum ashtar. That's a takana b'derabban. So all the Rosh Yeshiva have a chakira. Rabbi Zalman interprets that this is a machlekes hatanaim in the Gemara, but they all discuss this topic. What's the nature of this takana chachamim b'derabban? Did they make a takana that ashtar b'li kiyum is chaspa b'alma? It's chaspa means a piece of clay. It's not considered a shtar. Gemara talks about a shtar that's not valid. The Gemara calls it chaspa b'yam, a piece of clay. So was the takanas chacham that a shtar sheinu b'kuyim is chaspa b'yam? No, maybe a shtar min haTorah shtar sheinu b'kuyim is a good shtar. And the Rabbanan, they made a takana that the loive can taina mizuyev. The loive should be nemet to say mizuyev. It doesn't really make sense. What if the malva brings two edim and the loive says they're telling a lie? So the loiva is not believed to say the edim are telling a lie. So here it's the same thing. The malva brings the shtar. And the loiva says mezuyev. It's like saying the edim are telling a lie. So if you say the nature of the takanas chachamim was that a shtar sheni mekayim is not a shtar, okay, so that was a takana. But if you say no, shtar sheni mekayim is a shtar, but we give nemanis to the loiva to tie the mezuyev, it's very strange. How can he tie the mezuyev? That's like tying against edim who testified about peh that the edim sheker. He doesn't have nemanis. But this is a shaila that the recent Gedolim discussed. So the main afkemina halacha lemaisa tzemedei ta'in tzemedei taher. What's the difference when you say that the loiva has namanis to say mezuyev, or they made a takana shtar sheni mekayim is chaspa b'yam? Difference is, what if the tables are turned? The malva has a shtar mekuyim that says the loiva owes him money, then the loiva has a shaver sheni mekuyim that says that he paid. So if the takana shtar was that a shtar sheni mekuyim is not a value, shtar sheni mekuyim is not a good shtar, so it doesn't matter whether it's lahachzik or lahaitzik. The loiva has a shayver, sheni mekuyim, so it's nothing. So that's how Rashi reads the braisa. Simpon sheish olavedi biskaim mechasamav. The loiva has a simpon biyodai, he has a shayver tachas yodai that says that he paid. So the malva can say, it's not true, I wanted to pay yet. What do you mean? You believe the malva lahaitzik? I understand you. They gave namanis to the loiva to say the shtar of the malva is mezuyev. The loiva has namanis because the loiva is muchzak on the money. It's in his bank account. So he would have, if it would have been a milva peh, he would have had namanis to say lalavisa to say paraiti. So if it's a milva b'shtar, it doesn't make sense. He should be nema to say mezuyev. But the rabbanan, they gave namanis to say mezuyev. Okay. So he has namanis. Namanis valdim etanasa because he's muchzak on the money. But you're going to say the same in the opposite case. The loiva has a shayver sheinu mekuyim, and the malva tainus that is mezuyev. So the malva has namanis lahotzi mamon the loiva. How can that be? So the pashtus says that Rashi seems to hold the favorish that a shtar sheinu mekuyim is a chaspa b'alma. That's why it doesn't make a difference whether the shtar halvo of the malva is sheinu mekuyim or the shtar of the shayver of the loiva is sheinu mekuyim. That's how Rashi reads. So there's no room for a chakira. So how come the Gedolim weren't sure what the Pshat is? So the answer is because the Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi. He says that sometimes he called it a Shaver, sometimes he called it a Simpa. If the Leiva is holding on to the Shaver, then we call it a Shaver. It's Mishaber. Why is it a Shaver? It's Mishaber, the Koyach of the Shtar Halvo of the Malva. Malva has a Shtar that says the Lova owes him $1,000. The Leiva has a Shtar Shaver, that's Mishaber, breaks the Koyach of the Shtar of the Malva. Says that he paid up already. So if the Leiva is holding on to the Shaver, we call it a Shaver. If the Malva is holding on to the Shaver, then we call it a Simpa. It wasn't yet delivered to the Leiva. Wasn't delivered, so there's no Tvisas Balashtar. Like we said, if you write a Torah and you read it and you put it on the table, there was no Tvisas Balashtar, so there's no Shtar. The Shtar doesn't give a Haggadah Seder. So the Malva prepared a Shaver and he never gave it to the Leiva. Has Adam signed. He was expecting the Leiva is going to pay the debt someday. So he wants to have the Shaver prepared in case the Leiva comes. He said, okay, give me the money, here's your Shaver, and goodbye. Nice knowing you. So he prepared a Shaver in advance, but he never gave it to the Leiva. So if there's no Tvisas Balashtar, the Malva is holding on to the Shaver, there's no Tvisas Balashtar. So that's how the Rabbi Natan reads this Braisa. Simpan Shiesh Olavedim. If the Malva has in his files, he has a Shtar, Shaver, that was never handed over to the Leiva yet. So then it says, Iskai Mechasamav doesn't mean make a Kiyam Ashtar. What's it going to help to make a Kiyam Ashtar? There's no Tvisas Balashtar. It's meaningless. No. So Rabbi Natan says, Iskai Mechasamav does mean what it usually means, make a Kiyam Ashtar. That's not going to help. It means Iskai Mechasamav, call up the Edom and ask him, do you remember, did you just sign a Sheva for the Malva that it should be ready in the event that the Leiva will want to pay? Or do you remember that he actually paid up the money? So you call up the Edom and yes, Tesa says, as it says in Sof Perakama, Kedisa, Shili Perakama, the Bob Metzia, the end of the first parak of Bob Metzia. The Iskai Mechasam Mahana doesn't mean make Kiyam Ashtar. Kiyam Ashtar Nakam Shaila. Do you remember that the Leiva really paid? If the Edom say we remember, so then it's Hagadah Seder Balpeh. But the Sheva is meaningless if it's Tachas Yad HaMalva.
The shofar means absolutely nothing because it's biyado for the person to burn or whatever you want, like we see before.
Okay.
So why do we do anything with that shofar?
Right. So what Yiskai Mechasam does mean you make a Kiyam Ashtar. That's not going to help because there's no Tvisas Balashtar. The Leiva is not holding it. And the Malva says, I'm not holding it on behalf of the Leiva. And Moshe Feinstein has a Chiddush. He says, if the wife trusts her husband, she thinks that he's a very honest person. They're lovey-dovey together. They love each other, so they're happily married. But the shaila is, in case they'll get divorced, but does she still trust her husband? That if he holds on to her ksuba, he will certainly give her, he'll be honest about it, and he'll give her the ksuba. So Moshe has a chiddush that if the girl holds on to the ksuba, it's good. If the girl has her parents hold on to the ksuba, she has her shalosh hold on to the ksuba, or if she trusts her husband to hold on. The husband is the opposite party. The ksuba says that he owes her the money. So what do you mean she trusts him? The Moshe says, if she only trusts him because they love each other, happily married, then it's no good. But she thinks that even if they'll get divorced, he's such an honest person, he will certainly give her back her ksuba, that she should be entitled to collect it. The Moshe has a chiddush, and that's called Tfisas Balashtar. The husband's holding on behalf of the wife. There's room to dingzach. Tfisas Balashtar means someone else is holding. Marat, the cat and the dog. The dog wants to eat up the cat, or the cat and the mice. The cat wants to eat up the mice. The husband and the wife, how can you have... You have the malva and the loiva, so the malva is going to hold on to the shiva on behalf of the loiva. The loiva is going to hold on to the shtar on behalf of the malva. It's the opposite person. So there's room to dingzach with Rav Moshe. Yeah. So over here, you have a case. The malva is holding on to the simpa, and he says, I don't know that the chov is parua. He says, it's not true, the chov is not parua. He says, I don't know if the chov is parua. So he can't say that there's tvisas balashtar on the malva on behalf of the loiva. So the braisa says it's kaim b'chasam, doesn't mean make kiyam ashtar, that'll solve the problem. What it means is call up the edom and ask him, what are you going to ask him? Not ask him, is this their signature? That doesn't prove a thing. Yeah, it's their signature. The malva asked them to sign a shaver, it should be prepared in case the loiva will be ready to pay. So that doesn't prove anything. There's no tvisas haloiva over here. This kaim b'chasam means ask the edom, do you remember seeing the loiva pay the money to the malva? So if they come and they testify, yes, we remember the Leiva paid the money. So that's what it means. It's Kai Mechasama. We'll consult the Yadim. Whatever they say goes. Yeah.
Can you understand, like, Rebbe saying in Rashi that that kiyum shtaros would have kiyum shtaros in chasno.
Shtar sheni v'kuyim is chasno
deal. But I don't understand all the gemaras that say they're dafka kulon of the kiyum shtaros. The inasadayim because kiyum shtaros are only the rabbanan.
Because it's only made the rabbanan.
So serious, so serious that without it, you don't have any
serious high tzurism. But it's only made the rabbanan. So that's what Tosfos says. You can make a kimah shtar shalev b'fnei baldin. Usually, Haggadah say this has to be b'fnei baldin. But the Edom come to make kimah shtar can do shalev b'fnei baldin because it's only the rabban. You have a lot of coolers because kimah shtar is the rabban. Let's say the child. Eilin Amon, the last mishnah in the second parak in Ksubis. Some yeshivas they never get that far. So the last mishnah in the second parak in Ksubis, they never get that far. You have to stop in the second parak. Never get that far. They stop in the first parak. Man chashmei. I don't know. So the last mishnah says, "Elan aman b'hayd begadla masheru b'katan." The kid comes to. He's passed by mitzvah. He says, "I recognize the signatures on the star. That's my Rebbe's signature. That's my classmate's signature. I remember the Rebbe used to write on the board every day. He used to sign his name. I know his script. I recognize handwriting." And my friend, my classmate, I recognize his handwriting also. But he only recognized the handwriting from the time he was before Bar Mitzvah. So that should really be Tchilasa B'Psul, shouldn't be acceptable. He's, a child who's after Bar Mitzvah is never believed to say what he saw before his Bar Mitzvah. But that Kiyum Shtaros is an exception to the rule, because Kiyum Shtaros only the Rabbanon, so they said he's them and B'Hoyt B'Gotlo, Masheroi B'Kotlo. He is believed. So the Mishnah has already. There's a kula in Kiyum Shtaros. A lot of kulas in Kiyum Shtaros. You make Kiyum Shtaros like b'fnei baldin and eidas adayim. A lot of exceptions to the rule, because the whole need for Kiyum Shtaros is only in the Rabbanon. But what is the net? What's the essence of the takana the Rabbanon? What was the takana? So Rashi seems to hold the fairish. The takana was that shtar sheni b'kuyim is chas b'bialma, because Rashi doesn't distinguish between lahaitse and lahachse. The malva can say mizuyev. Even though the loiva has a shofar, the malva says it's mezuyev. I don't believe it, and he collects. How can you say it's in the monas baldim and also to tie the mezuyev lahoitzi? So it must be it's not that he has the monas the same mezuyev. A shtar sheni mekuyim is not a shtar mid the rabbah. But according to the rabbi Natam, how we interpreted the brisa simply means that it's not a shtar that's held by the loiva. So according to rabbi Natam, you're free to say if the shtar would be held by the loiva, the malva cannot say mezuyev. Because it's only in the manas and the taina. The rabbi in the time learns, oh, pshat simple means it's, the shayver is tachas yara mala, not tachas yara loy. So, according to rabbi in the time, the gemara, there is no such gemara that says that the malva is nemet the taina mizuyev against the shayver that's tachas yara loy. No, tachas yara loy, he wouldn't be able to say. According to Rashi, it's a beferish of brisa, so there's nothing to debate. According to rabbi in the time, there's no beferish of din at all. If I cared, maybe that's what motivated the rabbi in the time to disagree with Rashi.
Isn't also the
Tosfos
beferishing Ksuvos? That what? That it's Chas B'Yama? The Tosfos themselves, when they talk about Harei Anusim Ayinu, in the second paragraph, when he talks, the Tosfos is discussing Shtar She'inu Mekhi Amr, Shtar Mekhi, they say that only because it's Tokhtar Edibor can the Edim say that
Anusim Ayinu
or Ktanim Ayinu, but if it's
something that was Mekhi, then they can't go back on their Edus. So clearly, Tosfos understands. Only Tokhtar Edibor because it's Hapesha, Hapesha
Hitler, the Mafreya
is no good. Just like Migal and Mafreya is no good.
That
a star that's Einu Mekuyam, you have the ability to do that, whereas a star that's Mekuyam already, that you don't have the ability, so therefore we see that before a star is Mekuyam, that it could, it's Chas B'Yama, because the Edom of the Torah are Magidim.
Star Sheinu
Mekuyam, they don't have to make a Kima Star, so it'll be a Pesha
Asa Pesha Ita. If they made the Kima Star, they created the whole problem.
Yeah.
Okay,
can't tell one way or the other.
Are we assuming that Nigel of Hotsi law agreement?
No, if I claim that you owe me $1,000 and you deny it, so I win. No, Nemanus Baldimitanas Lahotzi. No, but we contradict each other. I say you owe me the money, you say you don't owe me the money. So I don't win. I don't get the money. The money is Baldimitanas, so there's no good Lahotzi moment. Migul Lahotzi is a different story, but here there's no Migul. So this is the famous line, the Rashi and the Rabbi in the time have Tupshat. So what did Rabbi ask a kasha? Hey, so Rabbi Nachman, what's the kasha? So it's from the last line in the Braisa. Let's go continue. Simpin Sheshal Vedim. Let's learn like the Rabbi in the time. Simpin means that it's a Sheva Shetachas Yad Hamalve. So the Sheva doesn't give any Hagar to say this. There's no Tvisis Balashtar. So the mean Yiskay Mechasamov. Ask the Edim, do you remember? Did you just sign a Sheva because the Malve asked, sign me a Sheva in case he'll be prepared to pay? Or do you actually remember that he paid up the money? So if the Edim remember that he paid, so good. So it's like, I go to say this about Pe. Ain't all of Edim. What if there's no signature? Ain't all of Edim. No signature on the Shaver. The Yotzimi Tachas Yad HaSholish. And the Sholish is holding on to it. Oshi Yotzim Achachisim Shtoris. Or the Malva has a star that says the Loba owes him $1,000. And then on the bottom of the star, you have two signatures. And then below that it says, Lev Yadua, the Dishtar is Parua. The Shaver is signed that the Shaver, the Simpom, we call it a Simpom because it's not, if the Leiva holds onto it, we call it a Shaver. If the Malva holds onto it, we call it a Simpom. So the Shtar Halvoe says, has two signatures, Adam signing that the Leiva owes $1,000 to the Malva. And then below the two signatures it says, but everyone should know that this debt is paid already. So the Malva wouldn't have allowed them to write that on the bottom unless it's true. Ain't all of Edim, if there's no signature, but Yotzi Mitachas Yad HaSholish, and the Sholish says that it's Perua. Oh, Sheyotza Achachisim Shtarais, or it's the Shever is Mamish, the symbol is Mamish on the bottom of the Shtar. So then the din is that it's kosher. Why? It's a rule, it's an umdine, it's certainly Perua. The Malva wouldn't have allowed them to write on the Shtar Halvoah. Or if it's Yotzi Mitachas Yad HaSholish, and the Sholish says that it's Parua. So then it says that it's kosher. And Rava understood the simple reading of the Braise, that the Sholish is Neman, even if it's already is Chazik Bebedina. Never really says it in the Braise, but that's a Tesis Adzad. With that Tesis? Mashma here, the third line of the ain't all of Edom. Mashma le, and Rava understood the simple reading of the Braise. Afilu is chazik. Even if the Bezin already saw the shtar, even though the Bezin saw it, and it's no longer biyodoi, so that doesn't matter. That's an emunah of sholish. I'm a sholish member to yufta the Rab Nachman. So that shows that Rab Nachman is wrong. Yeah. Why is Rab Nachman wrong? Because that's an emunah of sholish. Let's say I make this a din Torah, and I say he's a very honest person. Whatever he says, I'll go along. And he says that the guy doesn't owe me the money. So then after he says what I didn't want him to say, I say he's telling a lie. But first I said he's an honest person. Whatever he says, I'll accept as the truth. So I made a hadoas bol din. Whatever he says is true. And then he says that the chob is paid already. So that's what the Sholish is all about. The Sholish means that the Malva and the Loiva both entrusted the Sholish, the third party. He should hold on to the Shtar. Whatever he does is good. See, even though now it's no longer Biyodai, because it's already Chazik Bebedina, so it's no longer Biyodai, Boy Kalse. But since at one time it was Biyodai, so that's an Emunus of Sholish. The Emunus of Sholish, in other words, Bekitza, Biyodai Lamafreya is not Neman when you have to rely on the Emunus of Biyodai. It has to be Biyodai now. But if the person once had biyodai, then he has an emunah of shalish. Shalish is neman because it's an implicit haidos baldei. The malv and the lover both entrusted the shalish. The fact that they trusted the shtar by the third party means they both are making a statement. Whatever he says is true. We trust him. He's an honest person. So since it was once biyodai, that's a haidos baldei. So you don't need that it should be biyodai now. Shalish does need the emunah of biyodai. Shalish has implicit haidos baldei. If it was once biyodai, then he has the status of a sholish, and a sholish is a haidos baldin, so that's why it's good. That's the gemara. To yufta the Rab Nachman. Yeah. Fine. So that was a side point. And now we're going back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, there was a machlokes, the Reish and the Sefer. Okay.
And it tells us that it's a type of star, not simple.
What is that?
It tells us that it's a star, not simple.
I don't hear. Again, what do you say?
Those are the Ein Alpad Ein and Yotze says Hashkar Hasimpono.
Yeah.
So I think the Maharsha says that there still is a migu, because he could tear up the whole star.
He can tear up the star now. He need that it should be biyado now. I'm pretty sure the Shah quotes that Marshon, he disagrees. The Shah often quotes Marshon's. So the Shah quotes the Marshon, he disagrees. He says, you don't need biyado now. If it was biyado, my friend, is no good when you need an amanus of biyado. But here, that's a definition of a shalish. We once entrusted him and it was once biyado. So if it was ever biyado, then it's implicit that they're both admitting that whatever he says is true. So that's Neman because of Hadar's fault. The Malban and the Lover both said whatever the Shalosh says is true. So even now it's no longer the other. That's Nemanis of Hadar's Baldin. Shalosh is Nemanis as if they both admitted that whatever he says is true. He's in disagreement. The Shach is in disagreement with that Masha. He quotes the Masha and he disagrees. Yeah. So let's see again. So the second half, the first half of the Mishnah was Machlekes Hatanoim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel HaChacham. If the Beis Din doesn't want to deal with the case forever, and they say, we give you up until the end of the month to bring all the raya, and whatever you bring after that zman, we're not going to accept. So they have a right to declare hefker bezn hefker, but they only have a right to declare hefker bezn hefker if there's a legitimate tzorach. So that's the machlokes. Is this a fair, legitimate tzorach? That to say, we don't want to patchke with this case. We don't want to keep records for this case forever. We want to get rid of. We want to finish off the case after a month, and that's all. So we paskin that halachic Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Reisha, that's not fair. That's not a valid reason that Beis Din should have the right to exercise their power of Hefka Beis Din Hefka. But in the Sefer, we're not talking about Hefka Beis Din Hefka. Beis Din says, do you have any more Eidim? And the guy says, no more Eidim, no more Raya. I have brought everything that I have to prove. And then later on, he pops up with another Raya, with another pair of Eidim. He himself made a Hadoras Baldin. So in the Sefer, we're talking, there was a Hadoras Baldin, that he has no Eidim, only Eidim, only Raya. But now he comes in with an amasla. He says, oh, I forgot all about that. So it's a machlekes, Reb Shimon Gamliel HaChacham, is that a valid amasla or not? So there the Gemara says, ein halachik Reb Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel holds that that's a valid amasla. He can be chozer and magath and the Hadoras Baldin with that taina, I made a mistake, I didn't realize, and we don't accept. Ein halachik, this is one of the three exceptions to the rule, but kom kemshan Reb Shimon Gamliel, mishan sen halachik kemoisei, chutz mi rai achreina. And the Sefer, we don't pass. So now the Gemara is going to concentrate on that part of the Mishnah. Ki also Rabdimi, Omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabdimi was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, came to Bavel. He says, over there, Rabbi Yechon, the Yoyla may be Rai B'Soysov, Ashi Yistatim Tanoysov. He can always bring Rai later on. Ashi Yistatim Tanoysov. Up until the time that he makes a Hedos Baldin, and he says, I have no Rai, I have no Edom. In other words, he's saying, like the Chachamim in the Sefer, if he himself says, ain't li raya, ain't li edim, he was saying some his own tainus. He says, I have no more raya, no more raya, he made a hadoras baldin. But then he ends off, v'yoyma kirva ploni ploni v'heiduni. And then he says, Reuben and Shimon, you come tell me, Reuben and Shimon were there the whole time. He could have called upon them 3 days ago, he could have called upon them weeks ago. They were there in the community. So the Gemara says, the statement that Rabdimi says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan is self-contradictory. Hagufa kasha. It's a stir min eibe. Amr, at first he told me he stopped in Tainoisav, till he himself blocks his ability to say any more Tainas Hasson, the Rabbanon. Once he makes Ados Baldin, ain't li raya, ain't li eidim, it's not a valid amasla, he can't back out. It's not a valid amasla, say, I made a mistake. But Hodar Amr, then you say, kirvish plenty, plenty, v'heiduni. Only in that case we said, the Mishnah said, even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agrees over there, that's not a valid amasla. Plainly were available all along, he should have brought them right away. Hason the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So it's a stir min eibe. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean to say? V'chitema, maybe what he meant to say was the following. Kula Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Perushi, Gamma Forish. What does it mean? Achi, Statin, Tana, Sawachi, Amakir, Plainly, Plainly, V'heiduni. Is that what it means? How can it be? V'homer Rabbi Babachan, Rabbi Yochanan also. Rabbi Bachan also learned by Rabbi Yechon, and he came to Bob and he says, oh, we're also things in the name Rabbi Yechon. So he said, come on, Kamashan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mishnah, Son, Allah, Kamosa, Chutz, me, Arvit, Sidna, Virai, Achreina. So what's the Kasha? You tell me that Rabbi Yechon meant to say that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Again. V'chitei Mekula, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What Rabdimi meant to say then, Rabbi Yochanan, was that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even in the Sefer. Pirusha come for Ashmachi, Statin Talis Machiam and Pliny, Pliny, right? So the Gemara says, no, but we know in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that he holds that you don't paskan like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel here. Whenever he's quoted in the Mishnayos, we usually do paskan like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, except for three cases. This Rayach Reina, the Sefer, that we don't paskan like Rabbi Shimon. How can you say that Rabbi Dimi is quoting Rabbi Yechanan saying we do paskan like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So we don't know how to read the we don't understand the statement that Rabbi Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Hello. So we had a third person. Every year someone else would come to Eretz Yisrael, to Bavel, and they would tell them other things that name Rabbi Yechanan. So they're trying to piece together, what did Rabbi Yechanan say? So finally a third person, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yechanan, so he said the name Rabbi Yechanan, the other may be right, Vesosa, Achistatim Tanosa, Vyomer Lohavi Yedim, Vyomer Eli Yedim, Rabbi Yomer Eli Raya. So Rabbi Yechanan is paskening like the Chachamim, against Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that it's a good amas ladik and back out and say he made a mistake. So Reb Yechanan says no. The din is like Reb Shimon Gamliel all over Mishnah, except for three cases. This is one of the three. The din is not. Avol bo edim imdina sayam mashos this gishlam of kedus biarach. I raise it maybe right to say so. That's a good amas ladik. Like the Gemara said before, the tinek mivle davue. He doesn't know. So that everyone agrees that that's a good amas ladik. So Rabbi Yechanan says, in rare cases, it'll be good amasla. Basically, it's not a good amasla, because we pass like the Chachamim against Reb Shimon Gamliel. Fine. So we finally figured it out. So we had to put, we had two Amoraim said things in Rabbi Yechanan. We didn't know how to put it together. Till the third one quoted, Reb Shimon Bar Yehuda quoted in Rabbi Yechanan. We finally figured it out. Fine. Now, again, Kiyosu Rabbi Dimam, Rabbi Yechanan quoted another. A different, unrelated thing in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Tekev was chaver b'din. They're difficult bali dinim, and they don't agree who should be the best. Echad amin didn come. One of them says, let's go to the local best and have a din term. Echad amer, nelech l'makam avad. Let's go to the bigger, with a bigger rabbanim, in Vilna, in Warsaw, whatever, in Yerushalayim, where they have a bigger best. So what's the din kofen us? V'yelech l'makam avad. The one who insists, I want to go to the bigger group of Talmid Chachamim, he has a right to force the other guy. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Yechanan had a Talmud, Rabbi Lazar, who every so often would disagree with him. Rabbi Lazar, the Talmud, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Lazar is an Amora. But he lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he had smicha. Rabbi, the Amoraim in Babel didn't have any smicha, because they couldn't fly to Eretz. They can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Amalafan Rabbi Lazar, so the Talmud disagrees with the Rebbe. Rebbe, does that make sense? Mishanashim b'chaveh mona, yotzi mona al mona. He has to spend $1,000 in order to collect $1,000 debt to travel to the Beis Avad. The guy isn't planning to travel to Warsaw. They make him spend $1,000 on the trip to go to Warsaw in order to win the din Torah to get $1,000. That's not fair. Elder, the Talmud thinks that it's not fair. Kofanos of a dumb hero. It doesn't make any sense. He has to pay money. So Rabbi Lazar disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. Tit manami Amar Absafra. Amar Absafra, he says the same. Shnayim shen asatz mendin, echad amendin, karecha nevach ma'avad. Kovanosu v'dan b'yiroi. Why? Because it's not fair. Yetzi man al man. What if the local bezin can't figure out what the din is? Putzach double lishol, because from Yisholchem, they send the shadow to the Beis Abad, to the bezin agor. Yeah. And then we mention the Choshe Mishpat, there's a machlekes. And then what do you do? So the bezin, the bigger bezin, the Beis Avad, gives a psak, even though shaloi b'fnei b'adin, they make the gemara din shaloi b'fnei b'adin, that the halacha ain't gomad din shaloi d'melo b'fnei b'adin, based on the pasuk in Masei, aram de b'fnei hegel ha-mishpat, that's only din in the foshes, because the gemara din makes him into a gabrik tibet, but din imam is, he can make a gemara din shaloi b'fanav, but he say no. Wutzuch ha-davalu shel kosim v'mshoch, and the Beis Avad sends a tshuva, and the local bezin paskins b'fnei baladina based on the tshuva that the Beis Avad sent. So that's a machlokes in Chosh Mishpat. Do you require the gemardin b'fana b'adin imamres? We had the discussion before. It says, gomer sadin machnisim the baladinim, and you give the gemardin in their presence. That because the halacha requires the gemardin b'fana even imamres? Or no, you want to notify them what the psak is, not the halacha requires. They were waiting so long, so you want to tell them. So he said, that's the shadow, how do you read this line? The one who lost the din Torah, he's not happy. He thought that he's entitled to the money. So whoever lost the din Torah has the right to demand, I want you to give me a psak, why I lost, and I want to show it to other rabbis, And if they'll think that you're wrong, they'll correspond with you and they'll try to change your mind. They'll try to get you to change your mind. So the Brisa says, that's a gerechte taina, it's a good taina, and the Bezen has to write him what the taina was. So here there's a Taisus that's quoted La Loch and Cheshmish, this time, they had a fight. He really wanted to go to the Beis Avad. He didn't agree to go to this Beis. But the Beis is cold for him because it's not fair. Yotzi mon almona. So then if he lost in the in Torah in, by the Beis, he never wanted to go to him in the first place, then he has a right to demand, I want you to give me a reason. Give me b'ksav why I lost, and I'm going to show it to the rabbis. Maybe they'll convince you otherwise. But what if they agreed to go to this Beis? They didn't. They weren't calling for him to come to the Din Torah. So then Tosfos says he can't demand. I will be Amalo. But if it's not a case like this, they didn't force him to come. The two part Reuben and Shimon, they both agreed to go to the local Beis. So the guy who loses says kisvili meizu tam dantum. So Tosfos says he has no right to demand. How do they know? What does it say? They made a business deal together. So then they had a Din Torah at the end. And the dying kept on saying in favor of one of them. So the other guy, the other Baldin, said, that's not fair. Chazina de kol basa de di, ozama, you're always out to get me. So he the Kamar, that the Gemara says, kol ki agavna, vadetzoch lo diye. It's such a case where one of the Baldinim says, I see the dying is always out to get me. Every psak, every step of the way is out to get me. So the Gemara says, we'd recommend that when he writes the psak din, he should write the reason. So Tosfos says, see, only in such a rare case you have to write the reason. But if it's a regular case, we didn't force him to come to a bezin that he didn't want to go to, and he never expressed his displeasure at the fact that the zif they're out to get him. So then you don't have to write kisvili meizatam dantu. Ki agad ma'atzar lo dui. Miltai says Yeshlitchas, maybe Hochikam, maybe that Gemara is a Neshel, but it means like this. Kolki Agavna, Vada Tzorch Ladu, you have to give him a psak, even though he didn't ask for it. V'yisim Nikim. The guy, he blurted out, I see you're out to get me, I see you hate me. Aval Pishen Nishol Mezatam Neschab Tzorch Ladu, Aval Biyama, maybe Yishol Leni Loi Loi. Maybe in a normal case, whenever the guy lost the dinter, if he says, I want you to give me a psak, the reason why I want to show it to other rabbis, maybe he can always demand like that. So we don't, Tosfos says, he can dingzah, miyesh litchis, dingzah. But in Shulchan Aruch, they pass him like the first line in the Tosfos. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, based on this. He used to say, if people ask him a shaila, and he said, heta, so he says, whatever he says, muta rasa, then they say, what's the reason for the psaka? I'm not mukhayif to give you the reason. I didn't force you to come to me. You came and you asked me a shaila. So I tell you the din, I'm not mukhayif to tell you the reason. He used to say, based on this Tosfos, that was a story with Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, that there was a shaila of ribbis, I think, and he paskened in favor of one of the baladinim, and then the one who lost the din Torah said, I want you to give me biksav, why I lost. So he said, ribbis has been adam lamakam. That's a discussion in Rishayimers. Is Ribis is considered an Issa Be'eronim Lamakim or Be'eronim Machaber? So Baruch Beren, Bar Metzia quotes, where Hilchus Ribis in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Yeridei, it's not in Chosh Mishpah. So it brings a right from the fact that it's in Yeridei, it's a right that it's Be'eronim Lamakim. So it's Be'eronim Lamakim, he's not Baldin. There's no Baldin. It's Hashan of Issa Veheter. So in Issa Veheter, there is no such thing. Kisvili Me'ezetam Dantuni. Kisvili Me'ezetam is only if there was a din Torah and the Bezin forced the person to appear against his wishes, he didn't want to go to that Bezin, and then he lost. So then the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the beginning of the Tosfos. But if it's a Shaila Ben Adam Lamakim, it's a Shaila Visavet Ben Adam Lamakim, so then you never mechuyif to say the reason. So they say that they asked Rab Chaim about when Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky said that, as Rab Chaim Chaim said, is Gerecht. That he was right. He's not mechuyif to tell Me'ezetam Dantuni. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik picked up from, I think probably from that incident. They wrote up that incident in the biography of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. It wasn't such a, maybe it wasn't, people say it wasn't such a smart policy on the part of Rav Soloveitchik, because he never gave the reasons. Everyone guessed different reasons. They always imputed their reasons. Rav Soloveitchik said, and they say over some cockeyed reason that they thought of, that was totally not the reason. That was totally not the reason. But that was the policy that he had. People ask him a shayla, he wouldn't give the reason why. So it worked out l'ra'asai, that people were misquoting things that he said all the time, because they thought the reason was their reason. I remember someone once asked me, if you swallow a pill that has treifus in it, is there anything wrong? Because you don't chew it, you're just swallowing it. So I thought that was ridiculous. I asked Rabbi Soloveitchik, so he said about the gelatin capsule. Are you allowed to swallow a gelatin capsule? So he says, mutter. So I said, is the reason why, the guy asked me this, is the reason why, because he swallowed, you don't chew? He said, I'm not mukhif to tell you the reason, but that's not the reason. That's not the reason.
What was his spar for not telling people the reason? What's the?
I didn't think it was so smart. I don't know. He didn't want to get involved. He said, you trust in me? Yes, Menashayla, that's the din. He didn't want to waste his time to go. If you're going to go explain to a balabas, you have to explain the whole Yeridaya. He's missing a lot. So he said, yes, Menashayla, that's the din. Don't bother me. I have no time to go explain. So it wasn't such a smart policy. Because everybody made up their own reasons.
Rebbe's on a balabas.
Yeah. Okay. That's the Gemara. The second white line on the top. Let's say the Yavam lives in Australia and the Yavam lives in New York and she needs chalitza. So who has to go travel to whom? So the Brisa says, it's a Brisa. It's not a Brisa. It's a name of Rabbi Yechon. It's not a Brisa. She has to go to where the Yavam lives. Why the Gemara says? Because based on the Pasuk, Korlo Zikne Iro. Zikne Iro, below Zikne Iro. She needs the heter, so she has to go. If he wants to stay where he is, so she has to be matriach to go to Australia in order to get the chalitza. So the Gemara asked, Ad Kama, how far do you push this din? Rama halacha sacha yavam. Even if the yavam lives in a little village, and yavama lives in New York City, where they have all the big rabbis, and yavama lives in Albuquerque, an insignificant. The yavam lives in a city where they don't have big talmid chacham. Afilim in Tveria letzipari. Even though the yavama lives in Tveria, where they have all the big rabbanim, the Bez Nagadol was there for a while, and Tzipari at that time there's nobody there, nothing there. So it's a little unreasonable, nonetheless, based on a puzzle. Even if it's a little unreasonable that she lives in the city with bigger Tamir Chacham, still, if he wants to insist, he can insist he's only going to do the chalitza where he lives.
The Gemara at the end of Yomar discusses that the mitzvah chalitza should be done with the gadol. So we don't always make the woman wait for the gadol to come. So
yeah.
Based on this, wouldn't she have to, if it lives in Medina Sam, shouldn't she have to go to him to get chalitza or do you with the gadol?
If what? Yeah. If the gadol
lives in
Minas Hayat. Yeah. No, he's coming anyway. The Gemara discusses, do we have to wait till he comes? Mitzvah begot liyabim, mitzvah begot lachloitz. Should we wait till he comes? He's coming anyway here. So should we wait, or should we have the younger brother do the chalitza earlier?
He's not coming,
so she's not coming, so she has to go to where he is, yeah. I mean, does she have to spend so much money to go where the godel is? Probably not. That's a lechatchila. It's going to cost so much more money. So let her go to the cotton. Mitzvah begot liyadim, mitzvah begot lachlot. That's a lechatchila. I don't know if you're mechuyev to spend a lot of money for that. Probably not. I feel the mitzvah you're tzibori. Fine. Amar avkana mikro kol lezikna lezikna. Amar amem hilchas akov and also vielach lemokam havad. Omar Ameimar, Hilchas Sokofen Oso, Vielach Lamokam Havad. What's that case? One says Nidin Khan, Ruben and Shimon have not Chalitza. We're going back to Adin Torah, Mominus. So he says the din is Kofen Oso. One of them says, let's go to the city where you have the Big Tamir Chacham. One of them says, no, Nidin Khan. So he says, you can be Kofen to go to the Beis Havad. Omle Rav Ashel Ameimar, what are you talking about? Omle Rav Loza, Kofen Oso, Vadam Bira. But Rav Loza disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan, and his svara was very strong. Yotzi mona al mona. He's going to have to spend $1,000 in order to collect $1,000. That's not fair. That's not fair. So we should really pass on like Rav Loza. Usually we pass on like Rav Yochanan against Rav Loza. Because ein halachi ketalmid b'makom harav. In the earlier generations, we assume ein halachi ketalmid b'makom harav. And by v'rav of the elach, the goyim say we pass on hilchasa kibasroi. Because the later amaroi, by v'rav of the elach, were more attuned to halacha l'maisa. And they took into consideration everything that the earlier generation said. And if they paskan fakert, so then we paskan hilchasi kibasra. But in the earlier generations, usually the din is ein halacha ketalmid b'makom harav. But once in a while we do paskan like Rav Lozer against Rav Yechon, even though he was a Talmud of Rav Yechon. Usually we paskan like Rav Yechon against Reish Lakish, also because Reish Lakish was a Talmud of Rav Yechon. But once in a while we do paskan like Reish Lakish against Rav Yechon. Igmar has three cases, yeah. Let's say Ribis Ketzutza Yotze B'dayan was also Machlokes Rav Lozer and Rav Yechonon. The Gemara said Beferish and in Zohar Neshel we pass like Rav Lozer against Rav Yechonon. The Ribis Ketzutza is Yotze B'dayan. So here also the Gemara says we should pass like Rav Lozer. His argument is so powerful. Yotman Alman, it doesn't make sense. So how can you tell me Hilchus HaKof and also V'yelech L'makam Avad? It doesn't make sense. And for the Gemara the answer is Hanimil Hech Dekom Aleloi V'la Malve. If the Leiva says, I want to go to the Beis Havad, Malva says, what do you mean? I have to spend $1,000 in order to collect $1,000. But if it's Fakir, Malva, if the Malva says, I want to go to the Beis Havad, and the Leiva says, I want to be leading the Khan, then we say, based on the Pasim Mishle, but Leiva Lish Malva. Here's a Machlek Zerushan. Evid Leiva Lish Malva is only a Malva and a Leiva. It means Taveya Vinitva. You always listen to the Taveya. That's what it means. Or only Yavid Lovel Ishmael. So the Ran has a Machlek Zemeshah. What does Gemara have the story now, just to conclude the parrot? Shochel Elim Arukva, they sent him a letter from Eretz Yisrael. Lid the Ziv Lay. Holy Rabbi, that you have shining countenance. Ziv means shining. What do you mean shining? Kibbar Basya, like Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was raised by Basya. He wasn't the child of Basya Baspar. He was raised by Basya. That's one pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu was koron arpanim. His countenance was shining. So they said, Marukva also had a shining face. Why? Rashi says, either based on Chochmas Adam Torah Panov, that's a pasuk in, where is it? In Koheles, he writes. So Marukva was a big Chochm, so he had a shining face. Or perhaps that he was a Balchuve, Chayza Bechuve, and he had a piece of light to show that his Chuve was accepted. Rather, he would walk, there would be not a shining face, but rather there would be a light on top of his head. Okay. Then Rashi has another reading instead of Kibar Basya, like Moshe Abenu, who was raised by Basya Baspara. The other year says Kibar Beisei, like the one who was B'chol Beisei Nemanhu. Bar Beisei, one who was in, one who frequented his home, the home of the Rabbanu Shalom. B'chol Beisei Nemanhu, Moshe Abenu. So they started off the letter. L'chvod Marukve, who has a shining countenance like Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine. Shalom. Welcome. Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Then they say, so-and-so, Ukman Ababli Kobold Kadmona. Ukman had a complaint. He's from your community, from Bavel. Ukman had a complaint. Yirmiyo Achihev Alay Saderach. Yirmiyo was Mazik. Rashi says, not sure. He didn't mean Sirso. He was Mazikim. He did something improper to him. Hev Alay Saderach. V'imrulo, and you who live in Bavel, you tell this guy, Hasiyu v'yirpanein b'tver. You tell him that he should come to the din Torah in Tver. So the Gemara says, what are you supposed to make of this letter that they sent to Maruk? Maruk was the Reish Galus. He lived in Bavel, and the two people also lived in Bavel. So first they write in the letter from Eretz. They write Imrulo, give him over the head. You paskan the shaila. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, the letter self contradict the Amrit. First you say in the letter, Imrulo, you should paskan Amrit, Anu Atun, you Marukva in the Golus Bubble, you should paskan in the Torah. Then the next line says, Hasil Yotvein, Pitveri Amla Shadru Hocha, send him here, we'll paskan in the Torah. So which is it? Imrulo sounds like you should paskan, and the next line says, send him to us and we should paskan. Achikamile, Imrulo, give him over the head, you should paskan, Dainu Atun. You should pass on the din Torah. He's size. If he listens, he's good. If he knows his sister, he wants to go. Send him to us in Torah. But you should pass on the case. Rashi Amar, no. He says, no. The Maestro Shoy was, it was Knas. In Bavel, nobody had any smicha. Marufa didn't have smicha. But Bavel, they don't have knosis. Because they only say, Shlich Lesai, but some Musa, the Shchich, it is Beichi Sankis. So Knas is always Yosem Mashi Hizik. So Rashi says you need smuchim for that. You don't say shlichus sai. So that's why they had to send them back to Eretz Yisrael. So what they send a letter bechlal imulai? What they send a letter to Maruk for? Why they send him? Look, they like to cover the Maruk. He was the Reish Kadusa, so they wanted to get him involved a little bit, but he wasn't able to judge the case because since it was Dinik Nasa, they had done the case in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Admoch Zabayre. Okay, tomorrow I think we're supposed to start Hilchas Pesach. The administration told all the rabbis that they're supposed to give Shem Hilchas Pesach. So tomorrow, bring a Haggadah, bring a Gemar Pesachim. Good. I guess after Pesach, we'll go back to Sanhedrin. Yes? Mazik doesn't sound like what? He cheated him somehow in business. Hebra Lena Zaderach, he cheated me.
Would that be Knas? Or would Sarit?
Could be was Kefal. He cheated me and he owes me Kefal Dala Behaya.
And so, what about Sarit?
Sarso. The Mar says, Zelus are Chavolos. A Milsa de Lo Shchicha. So Sersa, that's Chavolos.
Is it a Knas, though? Might not be.
Not a Knas. Ramam says that Boshes is a Knas. Ramam says, like he says, that Nezek is Knas. The Gemara says Boshes class. Ramam sounds like this. Nezek is class. Questionable whether that's what the Ramam meant or not. So I just got right before the Shia. Someone gave me a new Tosfos Rid. I'm sucking.
Oh, wow.
A new Tosfos Rid. I'm sucking. Rabbi see it.
Rabbi doesn't think that Tosfos and Tosfos is enough that a star before it's a clear and it's classic.
I don't remember the Tosfos. Let's see.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
The Rebbe always says that the reason we pass like the Rebbe Yochanan of Rish Lakish is because they voted on it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rebbe said today that it's because...
Usually in Halacha Talmud B'Makom Arav, in rare cases, they did pass like the Talmud. They voted on every issue. You're right. So in three cases, they pass like Rish Lakish. There's no rules. There are no rules. Every case they voted, so it turned out Rameh Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, with a few exceptions to the rule. Rabbi Yehuda Rish Lakish, the Dinas like Rabbi Yehuda, a few exceptions to the rule. But it's not that there was a rule. They voted on each case, and it turned out like that. That's the Ruba of the cases. They passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Have a nice day, young man.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay. Shalom.
There's no rule that we pass.
Tomorrow you're going to be here? Psachim? You only come from Sanhedrin, you come from Psachim also?
Yeah,
Psachim is
so
easy. Okay. Good. Do
we pay Pesach this year?
So there's no rule? There's no rule that we pass like coming here around?
I don't think it's a rule. It turns out like that.
Of course.
I don't think there are any rules. It's not a rule. They voted on each case. It turned out. Ruba the Ruba. This is a big machlokes in America about 100 years ago. So one of the rabbanim, Rabbi Taitzis, Pinchas Matzai Taitzis, father-in-law, what was his father-in-law's name? I forgot already.
So you can tell me both?
So he put out a big shay first, and he quotes this. The Pasha Bashat is that they never had to have done rules. They did on the case and turned out that. It comes out the red
Yeah,
like it says different.
Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta find that.